Well, joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Richard Minocchio. He is the,
Minocchio.
See, I'm telling you, it's early in the morning, and you certainly have a Wheel of Fortune name to buy all these letters here.
I do.
But Rich is here, and he is the executive director of the Housing Authority of Cook County. And I wanted to have Rich here because housing, you know, we talk about a lot of government services, but housing tends to be one I don't know that most people really understand, and the important role it provides and the increasing pressures that it's coming under in trying to ensure that there's affordable housing availabilities. And so, Rich, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rick. And you're right. When we talk about or we think about programs to help people, you know, Social Security, Medicare, of course, food stamps that are very important for poor folks. But housing often doesn't get discussed. But the fact is, we have a situation now in the United States where more people, especially renters, are paying more of their income for housing than ever before. So when you take that and combine that with the mortgage foreclosure crisis we had that hit homeowners, you really have a double whammy, a rising storm in terms of even average people paying rent or buying a house and being able to afford it. Not to mention the huge burdens that are on lower income people and continue to be that way.
Well, and you know, I assume part of this pressure is, and we're seeing lots of development going on, but it's rental properties because of the tougher qualifications to come up with a mortgage.
That's right. That's one issue. And then, as you mentioned, the rental properties we do see are all on the higher end.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that's what the disposable income is. So we don't see production of moderately priced apartments, which puts further pressure on the market because you have more people competing for fewer units. So that's contributed to this cycle of unaffordability, as I call it. And also we have to understand, in the last 30 years, people's wages, the median income, has actually gone down. And we know rents haven't gone down.
No.
So the gap is further exacerbated by that. And then when you add on to it, the people we serve, who are mostly low-income folks, the challenges are daunting.
Rich, just as an overview, tell us about what exactly the Housing Authority of Cook County, what it oversees.
So we oversee about 16,000 folks are in our programs. We own housing all over the county, outside the city.
Right.
And we administer a lot of housing vouchers, over 14,000 vouchers. So the voucher is the difference between what somebody can pay for rent in the private marketplace and what they can afford. So we're really keeping the roof over the heads of 16,000 households. And if we had more resources, I mean, I would quadruple it.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, there's a waiting list.
Yes.
To get on. And vouchers is kind of, that's the new modern way of trying to cope.
Yes. And, you know, housing vouchers actually have proven to be the most successful way to help families, reduce homelessness, and give people a chance to do something. Because if you don't have a house, a roof over your head, Rick, and you don't have a place to start, you know, you're not going to be ready to go to school, for example. You're not going to go out and get a job interview. I mean, housing is a basic right, and it's really a foundation for people's lives and how they can better their lives. And that's how we look at it. And some of the things we've done where I'm at it that are pretty innovative speak to that.
We're speaking with Rich Minocchio. He's the head of the executive director of the Housing Authority of Cook County. I'm Rick Pearson. We're in the Allstate Showcase studio in Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by Rich Minocchio. He's the executive director of the Housing Authority of Cook County. We're talking about an often overlooked subject about the issue of affordable, available housing. And Rich was talking just off the air about just the demand is definitely there. And I mean, you mentioned how many people you could, I mean, would qualify for for assistance.
Yes, I mean, less than one in four people who qualify for the assistance, Rick, actually receive it. So, you know, the other thing to think about is when people think about housing and affordable housing, we're talking mostly about people that work that can't afford housing.
Right, the working poor.
Yeah. If you make minimum wage now in this state, a minimum wage 40-hour-a-week job, you'd have to work 86 hours to afford the average-priced apartment.
86 hours.
Yes.
Which, so, yeah.
That's why we see people double and tripled up. That's why we see people living in poor housing conditions or, you know, in the worst-case scenario, homeless. So this is really a truly problem that's not getting better. You know, we had 8 years of a Democratic president, which, you know, usually Democrats are
more supportive of social programs.
But housing is there's a lot of factors into housing, and it's really the crunch is growing.
And you mentioned, too, off air about the crunch is especially growing in the suburbs.
It really is. We have more, unfortunately now, more poor folks living in the suburbs outside of the city than actually live inside Chicago. And that's a relatively recent phenomenon. And, of course, all the funding formulas don't reflect that.
Right.
So you have an imbalance there when you have these, you know, suburban areas now that are facing these issues of poverty and extreme poverty, but don't have the infrastructure to deal with it.
And you have, and if when there is attention on poverty issues, it normally deals with an urban agenda, not a suburban agenda.
Absolutely. And that, so again, how the demographics have changed, you know, in the inner city, downtown Chicago, I should say, you know, we've seen folks coming back into the city, those folks with higher incomes. But we've seen an exodus in some ways, people who have fewer resources and less income, more of those folks have moved to the suburbs.
Kind of the gentrification offshoot factor that exists.
Yes.
We've got a call from Ron. Ron, as always, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. You know what, very, very interesting. I read an article from Friday's Tribune. And I want to ask your guest, and it talks about the CHA stockpiling cash as the waiting list grows. And I wanted to ask you, there is money that the federal government earmarked for housing vouchers, and CHA has used this money to pay down debt. Certainly we want to see agencies, you know, be fiscally sound, but how are agencies, you know, government agencies able to get around a federal mandate like that? And I'm looking like that to possibly be even a greater concern if you look at the federal government talking about less regulation. But could you just talk about that for me? Thank you.
Sure, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. That's a very good question. And it's a good point. I mean, for the Cook County Housing Authority, which I oversee, we're over 100% subscribed on our programs. In other words, I'm at the limit. You mentioned Chicago. And they do have resources to spend, and I know they're in the process of spending them, but I'm of the mindset that, especially in times of great need, you have to really utilize the resources you have to help people first. And that is starting to get some publicity, and I know the CHA is trying to address it, but you're right. I mean, deregulation sometimes does not lead to the best outcomes.
Rich, I wanted, and Ron kind of touched on this in his call about, you know, you're probably in a position much like a lot of the rest of everybody is. We don't know what the new administration is necessarily going to bring from Washington as far as policies. And certainly in issues like affordable housing, that's very federally dependent, federal funding dependent upon. I mean, we've got Dr. Ben Carson is the new or will expected to become the new Secretary for Housing. But everybody's expecting the pot's going to get even more dried up than it is now.
That is a concern, Rick. The in the and the till's not very filled up as it is.
Right.
So we really can't afford any more housing cuts. Unfortunately, this week we saw it happen already. Because of the continuing resolution, you know, there's no federal budget.
Right.
Public housing agencies lost 5% of their rents, basically. So in Cook County, we lost $5 million because of the continuing resolution and the fact that there's no budget. So it is a very worrisome because, you know, we're responsible for housing, like I said, 16,000 families, and we could have another couple hundred thousand on the waiting list if we had the resources. So I think you're correct in looking at the budget first. We don't know what this administration's philosophy on housing is, or a lot of things for that matter. But we do know that we've already lost funding this week due to the fact that we don't have a budget.
Well, and Dr. Carson's talked about growing up in Detroit and has an understanding of urban, I guess, even, you know, suburban kind of issues. But have you heard anything that translates into something that looks optimistic?
Well, the fact that he has that background, I think, can't be overlooked. I think it's very important for people who are in my position and in leadership positions in housing, you know, to have actually walked the walk. I do think there's some hope there. The talk about individual initiative is a big thing with Dr. Carson and some of the other Republicans. And, you know, we're all for that. I mean, we have programs. We provide scholarships to kids. We put people to work. But if you're going to reduce budgets, you're just going to wind up really hurting more people.
And, again, it's uncertain times.
Correct.
So what are housing advocates doing?
Well, they're trying to what I'm trying to do. I mean, the biggest thing that, again, that I think we can do is keep the resources we have and increase the resources. So the one hopeful thing, or I should say one hopeful thing, is President Trump's infrastructure agenda, his billion-dollar infrastructure program. Housing needs to be part of that because housing is a huge part of our infrastructure, in my view. So,
and a huge part of our economy.
So if that can happen and we can actually have a housing production program, which we haven't had in this country for decades, that would be a very good thing. And the second thing is we have to make sure that housing is part of tax reform. Low-income housing tax credits are the way that housing gets built in this country, and that program needs to be expanded.
And I want you to explain that, too, because that does seem to be a very effective model.
It really is. It's proven to be the best model in terms of what we have today. Basically, it's using the tax code to build housing. You have housing agencies like mine who apply for these tax credits, and basically you get equity, cash, to either build or rehabilitate housing, while corporations take the credit and reduce their tax indebtedness over 15 years. So we've seen the tax code work for some good things. We hear a lot of the bad things or the negative things that are in the tax code. This happens to be one of the best things. There's legislation to double it. We need it, and that's what we're going to fight for.
The question is, of course, reform is in the eye of the beholder when that word is used, and when you start looking at potential streamlining of taxes, especially deduction and credit issues, virtually all of that seems to be endangered species at this point.
Yeah, that is a big concern, Rick, which is why I brought it up. But again, the status quo isn't even good enough. So we need to, and I'm hopeful that that again on infrastructure and Dr. Carson's background, that maybe things will get better.
Well, we'll be staying tuned on that one. Rich Minacchio is the executive director of the Housing Authority of Cook County. Rich, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll be back with more right after this.